It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Now we check in with Wisconsin's chief medical officer and state epidemiologist for community health. Over the past year, the Evers administration says it's allocated about $113 million in federal pandemic aid toward increasing access to mental health services, building up the behavioral health workforce. Join in with your questions about children's health, especially what it was like for you to find a therapist your child could see. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Dr. Jasmine Zapata is here. Welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you so much.
Well, a year ago, the U.S. Surgeon General warned that children in our country are facing a mental health pandemic that has really been worsened by COVID. Has the situation for children improved in the past year?
Thank you for asking that question. So, yes, we still are facing a significant crisis, I would say. We have especially young female Wisconsinites between the ages of 10 and 19 are one of the top groups in our state that have the highest suicide attempts and completed suicides. That is a public health crisis that we must continue to focus on. There has been improvement, I would say, with awareness about this issue. We're so thankful that many schools have been on board with this, many community organizations have been on board with this, and we've received funding to help in this area. So it's still a critical crisis that we need to focus on, but there is hope.
Awareness is up and the collaborations with schools are going strong, as I'm hearing. But what about access to therapy when it's needed? What about the wait lists?
Yes, wait lists continue to be a very difficult issue, but there's work in progress for that. As you mentioned, there have been federal dollars that have been coming in to work on this issue. There was a large suicide prevention grant that came into Wisconsin. And over the next few years, actually, there will be dollars spent in that area to directly help with access. Access is definitely an issue. So there is work in progress.
Dr. Zapata, what do you think about putting behavioral health therapists in pediatric offices themselves, like embedding them as part of the clinic's workforce? And I'm just wondering that because we saw recently that Children's Wisconsin has started to do this. What are your thoughts there as a pediatrician?
Yes, I'll share my personal thoughts. As a pediatrician, I think that would be an amazing idea. I'll never forget going through my pediatrics training and having patients come into the office. There would be immediate needs that I wish could be addressed. And at the time, the location that I was training, we did not have mental health professionals right there on site at our clinic. So we would have to do a referral. And often what a referral includes is having them connect with a therapist off site at a future date. But the problem with that is so much can happen in that period. It would be nice, yes, if there's on-site access. Access is important. So just from my personal experience, those types of strategies like those that increase access are definitely important.
The importance of building resilience among young people has really gained attention in these times. Is being resilient becoming harder or easier? What are your thoughts there?
Oh, yes, yes. Over the last few years, it's definitely been tough for all Wisconsinites, but especially our young children who often have to see family members face some of the complications from COVID, whether it be physically, financially, just emotionally, and then even socially being isolated. It's been very, very tough. And resilience is the definition of resilience is really the ability to bounce back from difficult situations. I am personally very, very excited and thankful for how I've seen different local and state public health departments working together, working with churches and organizations, different nonprofit organizations, hospitals, schools, everyone working together to really prioritize this issue of resilience. And there have also been a lot of COVID recovery grant dollars that have gone out across Wisconsin to focus on this very issue. Mm-hmm. So overall, we still need to, again, we still have to take this very seriously, but there is hope and there's been a lot of work in the right direction.
Talking with the state's chief medical officer and epidemiologist for community health, Dr. Jasmine Zapata, you can join in on these issues at 800-642-1234. Dr. Zapata, let's turn to these illnesses that we're seeing, the spike in RSV and flu cases, COVID as well. How should our state confront these illnesses?
Oh, this is such a great question. We should continue to take these very, very seriously. This 2022-23 respiratory season is already severe in many places in the United States, especially for young children and our older population. And that is also happening right here in Wisconsin. This is the first season where COVID-19, influenza, and RSV are circulating all at the same time. And we are already seeing increases in hospitalizations across the state, and we really, really have to take it seriously.
What can we do to protect ourselves?
Oh, great question. So vaccination against COVID-19 and influenza are going to be two of the biggest things that we can do to help, because it's going to help slow the spread of these viruses. And everyone 6 months and older, so anyone 6 months and older here in Wisconsin, can get COVID-19 and flu vaccines. And of note, you can get those right at the same time. So I'll tell you a quick story. Just recently, earlier this month, I went in and I got my updated COVID-19 booster and my flu vaccine at the exact same time. I just got one in each arm and I was in and out in just about 20 minutes. So it was not that hard, but I was able to get both. And we encourage everyone 6 months and older to get their COVID-19 vaccine and then the flu vaccine. Now,
I was just going to mention here that, I mean, I have your DHS dashboards pulled up. 29% of Wisconsin has had a flu shot this season, it looks like. And about 15% of Wisconsin has an up-to-date COVID booster shot right now. Do these numbers concern you?
They do concern us. They do concern us. I believe that there are a lot of people who, because we've been in this pandemic so long, have, and these are my personal thoughts, but just from my personal experience as a clinician, a lot of people are getting weary or even numb to the fact that we're still in a public health crisis, because it's hard to stay in crisis mode for, you know, 2 years in a row. But this is very serious, especially for our younger children, where we're already starting to see the census go up in many children's hospitals in Wisconsin. So and also, this is very early. Like, we're starting to see spikes in hospitalizations and illnesses a little bit earlier than we typically do. And so that is one of the concerns. If this is only late November into early December and we're already seeing these high levels, what is the situation going to be like in late December, even into January after the holidays?
I want to ask you also about lagging vaccinations, because, you know, state health authorities are saying the number of children 2 and younger getting routine vaccines has been declining since 2019. What is going on there?
Yes, great question. One of the biggest reasons that we think, one of the factors that plays a role, is just because of many people staying at home in social isolation, many children have missed their routine mm-hmm. annual checkups. And when you go to routine annual checkups, often you go there and children are not, you know, sick. A lot of times family members and parents bring their kids in just when they're sick. But if the kids have been healthy and well, especially over the last few years amongst a lot of this social isolation, there's been so many children who have missed their annual checkups, and that's the places where they usually get those routine vaccinations. So we're just encouraging every family member just to call your doctor's office and ask, ask when was the last time we came in, if you forgot, and then get scheduled for that next annual appointment. That is definitely something important to get young people caught up on their routine vaccination.
Maternal health, another issue that is really at the forefront of your work. And, you know, a number of studies are finding that maternal deaths increased in the pandemic and maternal health has suffered. Why is this happening?
That is a great question. I'm the co-chair of the Wisconsin Maternal Mortality Review Team. And what I can say personally about that it is heartbreaking and devastating every time that we meet and we review these cases. These are real people who are dying too early and too soon. And so anything that we can do to promote and protect maternal health in Wisconsin and the health of all birthing people in Wisconsin is critical. I'm really excited, though, that there's a lot of positive movement in the right direction. There's a lot of exciting initiatives going on that bring me hope.
Dr. Zapata, thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, thank you so much.
Dr. Jasmine Zapata is Chief Medical Officer and State Epidemiologist for Community Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.